Hey, man.
Hey, Jerry. This is Dan with Local Splash. You and Maria together?
Sitting right beside her.
Awesome, awesome. All right. You got me on speaker, Jerry?
I sure do.
Awesome. All right. So first off, I wanted to verify. So for the listings, right, we're going to use your phone number, right? The 561-889-2117?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, Maria, for us, right, you're our main point of contact. So we're using the 561-810-7116?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. And what we'll do, too, like, we'll call you first, and if you, like, don't answer, for example, then we would just call Jerry. Is that how you guys want it set?
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome, awesome. All right, and we'll leave text messages, of course. I wanted to ask you, so I noticed your domain through that other company. It is available. Do you guys want the same one, the good old boy HVACLLC.com?
No.
What do you have on your business card?
That's why I brought it up.
No. I don't know, man. I mean, what do you think? Give me your opinion and I'll let you know.
Well, most of my clients, they like to use their business name as the domain, right? They'll do good old boy, HVAC.com, something like that. Or
he used to have good old boy air with GoDaddy.
I can see if that one's still active here. Good old boy air. All right. .com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's shorter. I mean, the shorter and simpler the domain, the better it is usually, you know.
Yeah,
people remember
we could, that'll be better.
Okay. All right. So good old boy air.com. Let me see. Expires January 2nd, 2022. I think you still own this one. Yeah, you still own this one. So it's goodoldboyair.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So what will happen, we can use that domain. We'll walk you guys through, your technician will, on how to add us on as manager to the domain. Okay?
But we don't have any login or anything like that.
Okay, okay. So what we can do, because it says it's still owned, and it's been for a while. Let me go back to the amount of time. 749 days old. Does that sound about right? You guys got it, like, January 2020?
No. That probably makes not us.
That's probably not you guys. Okay. Yeah, it's redacted for privacy, the name, so it doesn't give me a name on who owns it, you know?
Then that's probably not us.
Okay, okay. Let me double-check something here. I'm just checking the spelling. So good old boy air.com.
It's O-L with no D.
Got it. Got it.
Right. Yeah, GoodOldBoyAir.
Got it. Yeah, that's what I entered in. So what I'm going to do, either case, we'll purchase you guys a domain that you guys prefer. If that one's not active and live, we include the domain purchase in the rate that you're paying. So we'll take care of it for you. Okay.
We could also do like good old boy AC instead of air.
Good old boy AC. Okay. I'll put those in the notes and I'll have because usually the technician does it because they're the one creating the website, doing the keywords, like all that fun stuff. So I'll have them go over that with you and they'll purchase it right there on the spot. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And I wanted to verify to you, so the 5307 Stephen Road, Jerry, we're going to hide that address all across the internet. Is that correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Remember, we got to do one of the two, right? Hide it or show it. If it's your residential, we recommend to hide it. So we'll just hide that all across the internet. And let's see, service radius, we're able to do up to a 50-mile radius max. Are you guys willing to travel that far, though, or did you want to narrow it down?
What's Greater Palm Beach?
I'm thinking probably from Jupiter down to Boca.
Jupiter down to...
That's probably like 60 miles.
Jupiter down to Boca and then out west.
Yeah, we can do Loxahatchee too.
Out West. I'm sorry, what was the city name for Out West?
Loxahatchee.
Loxahatchee. All right, got it.
Where a bunch of rednecks live.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, my wife, she's from Alabama, you know. So.
Oh, I'm from Mississippi.
Oh, are you? Yeah. My mom, she was born and raised in, forget what city, but it's somewhere in Tennessee, you know. I'm from California. I was raised out here, but, yeah. So, Jupiter down to Boca. Oh, say that again, sir?
She's from Tennessee?
My mom is, yeah. Yeah, and then my wife, she was born in Mobile, Alabama. Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's my neck of the woods.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's a big Crimson Tide fan, you know? So Jupiter down to Boca, and then out west to Loxahatchee, right?
Yeah, Loxahatchee. L-O-X.
Loxahatchee. Okay, got it. We'll make sure all the spelling's right and everything, too. Just putting these in the notes for your check. Services now. So you're a full-blown HVAC contractor, right? Doing heating, air, new units, repairs, et cetera.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. All right, let me put that here. And let's see, hours of operation, how do you want those displayed online?
8 to 5 on Monday through Friday and 10 to 12 or 9 to 12 on Saturday? Are we?
8 to 3. I'm cold.
8 to 3 then. Monday.
Eight to
well.
No, Monday through Friday, Monday, 8 to 7.
Okay.
And Saturday from like 8 to 3.
Okay.
Right.
And then Sunday closed. And then you guys can set that so that the holidays it says the.
Yes. So we'll do Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 3, Sunday closed. These two guys, they're not, like, set in stone, right? Like, if you ever wanted to change them, it's as easy as the click of the mouse for us to change, you know?
Okay.
All right. So the next step to this, what I'm going to do is assign a technician to your company, and I'm going to schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where they do keyword phrases, color scheme of the website. It's basically all the fun stuff. Did we want to do that together, guys? Or did you, Jerry, did you want to take that on? Maria, did you want to? You guys tell me.
Again, is it something on the computer where he can see, or is it going to be a phone call?
Oh, it'll be a phone call. Yeah, that's right. You said it'd be better if you did it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's a phone call, he'll get bored.
So, right. So let me see what I have. There's only three more time slots available tomorrow. They have a 12 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and a 6 p.m. Which time works best for you?
I can do the 6.
All right, let's book that 6 in. So you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second here. It'll say a local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview. EN for English, and 1 hour before the appointment, you'll receive another email reminder and a text reminder as well, so you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
All right, here that comes. All right. Now, the next step, what I'm going to do is secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you guys. This will just outline the service agreement that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts. Now, before I jump to the billing screen, let me ask, is the card under your name, Maria, or is it under your name, Jerry?
It's under Jerry.
It's under Jerry. Okay, so what's going to happen is Jerry's going to be the main person on the account, and you're going to be added on, Maria, as an authorized user able to make any changes. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And Jerry, your name is Chadwick, Chadwick. Is that correct?
Give me a second.
They changed it more like you. Because I was one of those
suckers. Do you have your credit card and all that?
For what?
Make the payment?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to ask you some questions.
All right. So, Jerry, your name is spelled J-E-R-R-Y, right?
That's correct.
All right, perfect. It's funny, that's my mom's name. They're, you know, our family is the firstborn. They name them after, you know, our father, right? So she got her dad's name, which is pretty crazy. But Jerry and then Chadwick, C-H-A-D-W-I-C-K. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Is there a middle initial on the card?
Is it? Hold on, let me see.
All right, yes, sir.
Is there a middle initial? You want to put it on the capital?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me...
Yeah, thank you. Look on.
Yeah, it's got a middle on this one. E is an elephant.
E is an elephant. Got it. And billing address, it's the same 5307 Stephen Road?
No.
Oh, okay. What's the billing
address? No, it'd be 17410 41st Road North.
Okay.
And that's in Lhotahatchee.
Got it.
33470.
All right, let me just pull it up real quick. All right, got it. So 17410 41st Road North, Lhotahatchee, 33470. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And the card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. I'm ready for that card number when you are.
All right, let me get my eyeballs first.
Yes, sir.
These little ass numbers no more.
Right, right. Man, it's crazy. When I take my glasses off now, I can, like, barely see. I feel like they made my eyes worse, you know?
Well, unfortunately, the only thing I need to use it for is reading, so.
Yeah. Mine are, like, the eye doctor told me, she's like, hey, I want you to wear these when you need to see far. And when you need to see close. I was like, okay, so all the time then.
Yeah, pretty much all the time. All right, here we go. Yes, you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, it's 4154.
Mm-hmm.
1778.
Okay.
6546.
Mm-hmm.
3345.
All right.
Expiration on that is 06 of 23.
And the three-digit code on the back.
621.
All right. So what I'm doing now, guys, is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you now. So read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Oh, Jerry.
Yeah.
It's a Good Old Boy Heating and Air LLC, correct?
That is correct.
All right, perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jerry Chadwick, and I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Hell yeah.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Sure.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is January 20th, 2022, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum Package.
Okay.
When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. I want to be the first to welcome you guys and congratulate you for going with Local Splash.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I feel like a robot reading that thing sometimes, you know?
All right.
Trust me, though, from the scan I've seen, and I'm sure you guys reviewed it, this is going to be night and day from what you experienced. Way better results, okay? Now, I sent you two more emails. One's currently in queue. That is your welcome email, okay? That's just welcoming you aboard. You already should have received your initial invoice. Do you guys see that in your inbox now?
Hold on. Let me get them out of email. Yeah. See here. The first one is welcome to Local Splash. And the second one is Local Splash
initial invoice. Yes, sir. So do me a favor, pull up the one that says Local Splash initial invoice. Let me pull it up too. All right. So the fifth line down, you should see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see that?
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Do this. Hold on.
I think we already did it.
I think I already did it because I.
Oh, you totally did. Yeah, you did. Yeah. Okay, let me generate your password for you right now, then. Give me one quick. Did you have any questions with any of that on there?
Okay.
It's literally everything I went over with you.
Yep.
But,
She's good. I mean, she knows more about it than I do.
Yeah, she was fast with it, man. I mean, it was like 2 seconds after we sent it.
Yeah, like, she's a bug. I'm a numbers guy.
Right. So we'll have the new customers call you, and we'll be working with Maria to make sure we're getting you good results, okay? I'm going to email you guys, text you, and I'll give it to you verbally in 1 second, your login credentials for your tracking system. So the username will be your phone number. So it's going to be your phone number, Jerry, because that's the number we're using for the listings.
Are we using all PID numbers?
What's that? Yeah, just all the numbers, no spaces. You just type in the numbers.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your password, give me a second. All right. So it's B photos. So B-E. And then photos, PHOTOS, all lowercase letters.
Okay, she's doing that right now.
All right, I sent it to her via text message, and I sent you guys the email with that username and password, too.
Okay, you in? All right, she's in.
Perfect. So it's going to be pretty blank right now, okay? They're going to go over, like, your keywords, the color scheme of your website, the exact domain that you want, et cetera, for tomorrow's call. So they're going to be calling Maria at between 6 and 7. And, Maria, that call will be coming from our 877 number. So definitely save that in your phone when you get a chance.
Okay.
And let me – I got one for you, man.
Shoot.
Like, if we have any questions, say,
call
to
me.
You or – okay. And how hard it is to get in touch with you?
Oh, man. So if I'm not on the phone, I answer my calls live. If I am on the phone, I call you back right after I'm off the call. So our hours are 10 to 7 here, okay?
Yeah, well, I suppose you're in California.
Yes, sir. 7 to 4 our time, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time.
Right. So my question, the reason why I say this is because we made several phone calls to 411 Local and left several messages, and I don't think they've given the call back till today. I mean, not ever.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that with us. I'm your account lead on this. So if you guys ever have any questions, you call me. Now, we have different departments that are all in-house, like our Google Ads team, our website developer, our, you know, our Google Guarantee department, et cetera. So if I need to get you over to that department, I will, but just call me first, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, after you guys see this thing rolling, I sent you the email, too, earlier on Google Guarantee. I'm telling you guys that program is – it's a big hit. Every client I have that uses it absolutely loves it. I know you guys have been burned in the past by this 411 local thing, so I'd like you guys to see what we could do for you first. But when you're ready to get that application process going, you know, definitely contact me, okay?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean – you know, I'm looking for something that works. I don't, you know, don't bullshit a bullshitter the way I look at it. I'll be straight forward with you. Not one going to beat around the bush or hesitate to tell you something or how I feel or whatever. Don't get offended. Like I say, I mean, just don't bullshit a bullshitter.
I don't. I shoot straight from the hip. You know what I'm saying? So, Google Guarantee though, I'm telling you guys, like it is foolproof. Like, the program, the base program you guys just paid for is great. Like, having a website, being on the first page of Google organically and in the ad section, having 60 directories online, it's definitely going to increase your visibility and the amount of contact you're getting. But Google Guarantees, they call it Google Guarantee for a reason. It's like guaranteeing you leads, and if that lead is not qualified, you don't pay for the thing, you know? So,
for leads is like me giving away free money.
So like Angie Leads, right? Or Home Advisor is what they used to be. Thumbtack, Networks, all those programs.
ServiceMaster.
Right. Service Magic, right? Yeah. So all those companies, if you take the lead, right, you're charged for it, no matter what. Okay.
No matter what. Five fucking companies out there, they're still getting paid for it.
Exactly. It goes to four or five different companies. So with the Google Guarantee lead, though, okay, that lead is only sent to you, and if you do not set an appointment with the client, okay, or they don't inquire about price, Google does consider that a qualified lead, okay? So in other words, you know, it's out of your radius. It's not something you do. You don't set an appointment with them. You are not charged for that lead.
Yeah, but what if they charge me and then I fight it? Who's going to be on the winning end of that deal?
You don't fight it. So what will happen is you're going to have a tracking system. Our Google Guarantee account specialist here, his name's Perry. You'd have his cell phone number, right? So you text him or call him and let him know, hey, turn my leads off, turn them on, right? And you're going to have a tracking system with him where you just check the box saying it's unqualified. You could do it when you get home, you know, whenever at night. You just check it, unqualified. And he goes and listens to the recording, and he gets that credited back for you. That's all you have to do on your end is just check a box.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I may consider it. Let's just get through this first step.
Right. Exactly.
And then we can, I mean, if I decide to do it, I'll definitely touch base with you, and then we'll go from there. But, you know. I'll have to be really desperate to do that, to be honest with you.
It's a great program, though, trust me. But let us prove to you what we can do first, and then we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Hey, so I look forward to being your guys' account lead on this. Anytime you guys have questions, call me directly. Like I said, if I'm on the phone with a client, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, perfect, guys. Look out for that call tomorrow, Maria, between 6 and 7, okay?
All righty.
All right. Congratulations, guys. Bye.
All right, thanks. Have a good evening.
You too.